Hello, friend. Most often you hear from me through the written word. Today I wanted to send you a spoken word of encouragement, not a permanent change, just a little lanyard from me to you. Now this is new for me, so I thank you in advance for your patience. I want to talk about waiting rooms today. Waiting rooms make me tired. Do they you? They make me antsy. I just want to start to move around. And if I'm in the doctor's waiting room, I'm sick and tired. Not a good combination. But lots of thinking can happen in a waiting room. Wondering what the outcome will be, what the diagnosis will be, how much do I owe, will I get the job? God has the old waiting room strategy too. It seems to me that every transition in our lives involves a lot of waiting. David waited to be king. Hannah waited to be a mommy. And think about the time Moses spent wandering around in the wilderness so the Israelites would be ready to step into their destiny. I have friends and loved ones waiting right now on diagnosis updates, jobs, spouses, and babies. What do we do when our hope is wilting? We infuse it with a shot of living water. We instruct our hearts with the truth. Several years ago, I was physically sick and I became really depressed. My dear friend Carol sent me a note with the words of Psalms 91 handwritten in it. Those words sustained me through many fearful days. May I read it to you today? This is in the New Living Translation. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue me from every trap and protect me from deadly disease. He will cover me with His feathers. He will shelter me with His wings. His faithful promises are my armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at my side, though 10,000 are dying around me, these evils will not touch me. Just open my eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If I make the Lord my refuge, if I make the Most High my shelter, no evil will conquer me. No plague will come near my home, for He will order His angels to protect me wherever I go. They will uphold me with their hands, so I won't even hurt my foot on a stone. I will trample upon lions and cobras. I will crush fierce lions and serpents under my feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Psalms 27:14 in the Message has a really good encouraging word as well. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. Friend, He has not forgotten you. He hears your prayers. He does. This life is filled with so many troubles at times, but I want you to remember that He is there, that He is your shepherd. He is a loving, faithful God. Most of the time, while we're in the waiting room, He's busy working on our behalf behind the scenes. Do you have a comment, question, or feedback? Would you hit reply to this email and let me know your thoughts? I would really especially appreciate feedback on this new format. Are you more of an audio person, a listener, or a reader? Thanks for listening, my friend. A big old Bayou blessing on ya. Bye-bye.